Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 2:26 to 29. 1 John chapter 2, verse 26 to 29. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. And now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of him. My theme for reflection is holding fast to the truth. Holding fast to the truth. When I was a child, I used to love watching magicians perform tricks. There was something thrilling about seeing someone pull a rabbit out of a hat or make a coin disappear right before my eyes. I would sit there, eyes wide with amazement, trying to figure out how it was done. Of course, as I got older, I realized that it was all about misdirection. The magician wasn't doing anything supernatural. He was simply distracting me so that I wouldn't see what was really happening. In 1 John 2:26 to 29, John is writing to believers who were facing a different kind of misdirection, false teachers who were trying to lead them away from the truth of Christ. He warns them, "I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you." Just like a magician tricks the audience by diverting their attention, false teachers were leading people away from the simple, unchanging truth of the gospel. But John doesn't just warn them, he reassures them. He reminds them that they already have what they need. The anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. This does not mean that Christians don't need teachers or pastors, but rather that they don't need some new or secret knowledge to know God. They have already received the Holy Spirit who guides them into truth. The gospel they heard from the beginning is the gospel that will sustain them to the end. I think it was John Stott who once wrote, "Christian certainty rests on three things: the promise of eternal life, the indwelling Spirit, and the righteous life of the believer." This is what John is emphasizing here. Because God has made a promise, because the Holy Spirit abides in us, and because we are called to live in righteousness, we can have confidence in our faith. We don't need to chase after the latest trend in theology or be swayed by those who claim to have new revelations. What God has already given us in Christ is enough. This passage is a reminder to hold fast to the truth in a world that constantly tries to distract us. Sometimes we can be tempted to look for something more, something that feels new, exciting, or more relevant to our culture. But the message of Christ is never outdated. The promise of eternal life is not just a distant hope. It is the foundation of our lives today. We are called to abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. Lent is a season of returning to what is essential. It is a time to refocus, to strip away the distractions and to abide in Christ. The world will always offer new philosophies, new ideologies, and new versions of truth, but we do not need to chase them. We have the unshakable truth of the gospel, and that is enough. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there any distractions in your life that are pulling you away from the simple truth of the gospel? Number two, how can you more fully abide in Christ and rest in his promises today? Now, our practical exercise for today. Take 15 minutes to sit quietly in God's presence. No distractions, no noise, just time to reflect on his promises and ask the Holy Spirit to deepen your understanding of the truth. Lord, thank you for the unshakable truth of your gospel. Help me to abide in you and not be swayed by the distractions of this world. Keep my heart anchored in your promises and let my life reflect the righteousness you have called me to. Fill me with confidence in your truth and guide me by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.